It was 3:19 a.m. when I woke up with a pounding headache. I realized that I would not be getting back to sleep anytime soon, so I made a pot of coffee, turned on the TV, and hoped with everything in me that I'd find a good movie to keep me company. Under the Tuscan Sun was playing on one of the movie channels. Under the Tuscan Sun's a movie about a woman who buys an old home in Tuscany in an effort to rebuild her life after her husband decides to leave her for another woman. I turned up the volume as Francis, the main character, is having a conversation with Signor Martini, the man she's bought her beautiful yet run-down villa from. Francis complains about the way her life's been going. "This house has 3 bedrooms," she says. "What if there's never anybody else to sleep in them? And the kitchen, what if there's never anyone to cook for? I wake up in the middle of the night thinking, 'You idiot, you are the stupidest woman in the world. You bought a house for a life that you don't even have. I want a wedding in this house. I want a family in this house.'" Signor Martini responds, "Signora, between Austria and Italy, there's a section of the Alps. It's an impossibly steep and very high part of the mountains. They built a train track over these Alps to connect Vienna and Venice. They built these tracks even before there was a train in existence that could make the trip. They built it because they knew someday the train would come. They built the tracks because they knew that the train would surely come. And Frances bought that house because at one point she was hopeful and trusted that she would again have the life she wanted to live. She dreamt of having a family and of being surrounded by love, but somewhere between buying the house and fixing it up, her train got derailed and she wanted to pack it in and call it quits. And you? Are you about to give up on something today because you failed to recognize how great your life already is? Could it be that you're subconsciously waiting for some event that will happen, some circumstance that will emerge, some special someone coming that will have your life work out for you someday? Now, wide awake and considering a second cup of coffee, I was starting to really get into this movie. I watch as Frances shows up at her rather adventurous friend Catherine's apartment, resigned and characteristically alone. Catherine is clearly frustrated with Frances's predictable behavior. "Oh, you're so boring," Catherine challenges. "Look at you. You're sad. Again. You're like a big black hole. How are you ever going to be happy if you keep wallowing? When I was a little girl, I used to spend hours looking for ladybugs. Finally, I'd just give up and fall asleep in the grass. When I woke up, they were crawling all over me. So go, work on your house, and forget about it." Frances suddenly wakes up to the fact that she's been chasing after some ideal of what her life should be. She realizes that the more she chases after what she thinks that she wants, the more it keeps escaping from her grip. And you? What is it that you think you don't have? Where is it that you think you'd rather be? What are you missing out on because you've been busy pursuing things outside of yourself in an effort to be happy and finally have what it is that you want? In our perpetual pursuit of happiness, we spend a lot of time trying to figure out if we're doing it right. We waste a lot of energy trying to get somewhere other than where we are right now. The baby gets thrown out with the bathwater, the forest gets missed for the trees, because we're so sure that what we have and where we are just ain't it. How much time are you spending? How much energy are you wasting feeling discouraged, trying to figure it all out? Maybe you can have what you want. Maybe first you've got to want what you have. Imagine what your life would be like if you stopped trying so hard to get it right. What if you just gave yourself permission to stop and smell all the beautiful roses? Imagine. Today, stop living your life like a question that you can't answer. Start relating to your own happiness as if you have the answers to what your life could be. Give yourself a break. Cut yourself some slack and recognize that the life you have is the life you want. Don't miss the forest for the trees. Appreciate what it is you have and realize that what you have is the gateway to having your dreams be fulfilled. Everything that you want is available in all that you have right now. Today, build the tracks because your train will surely come. Don't go chasing after ladybugs. Go work on your house and forget about it. And may the ladybugs of happiness keep chasing after you.